Welcome to Cardiology Today. Today's date is August 31st, 2025. Here are the latest research findings. Article number 1. 3-year follow-up of the NOTION 2 trial, TAVR versus SAVR, to treat younger low-risk patients with tricuspid or bicuspid aortic stenosis. This study found no significant differences in all-cause mortality, stroke, or rehospitalization between TAVR and SAVR at 3 years in low-risk patients aged 60 to 75 with severe aortic stenosis, supporting TAVR as a reasonable option in this population. However, there was a higher incidence of bioprosthetic valve failure after TAVR, warranting longer-term follow-up. Article number 2. Sacubitril, valsartan, and prevention of cardiac dysfunction during adjuvant breast cancer therapy. The PRADA 2 randomized clinical trial. The PRADA 2 trial demonstrated that sacubitril valsartan did not significantly reduce the incidence of cancer therapy-related cardiac dysfunction in patients undergoing adjuvant breast cancer treatment with anthracyclines and/or trastuzumab. These findings do not support the routine use of sacubitril valsartan for primary prevention of cardiotoxicity in this setting. Article number 3. Redefining the genetic architecture of hypertrophic cardiomyopathy, role of intermediate effect variants. This study highlights the importance of intermediate effect genetic variants, IEVs, in modulating the expression of hypertrophic cardiomyopathy, HCM. Understanding the clinical impact of these IEVs is crucial for unraveling the complex genetic architecture of HCM and improving risk stratification. Article number 4. Peri-interventional anesthesia strategies for transcatheter aortic valve implantation. A multicenter randomized controlled non-inferiority trial. The double-choice trial showed that a minimalist anesthesia approach for transfemoral TAVI is non-inferior to standard of care regarding safety and efficacy. These results support the broader adoption of minimalist TAVI strategies to optimize resource utilization and patient outcomes. Article number 5. Microvascular endothelial cells license APS vasculopathy through YAP1 and CCN2 mediated signaling. This research identifies that in antiphospholipid syndrome, APS, the abnormal proliferation of microvascular endothelial cells leading to vasculopathy is driven by YAP1 and CCN2 signaling pathways. This discovery provides potential therapeutic targets for treating APS vasculopathy, where targeted treatment options are currently lacking. Article number 6. Temporal modulation of antiplatelet therapy in high-risk patients undergoing complex percutaneous coronary intervention. The Tailored CHIP Randomized Clinical Trial. The Tailored CHIP trial found that a tailored antiplatelet strategy involving early escalation and subsequent de-escalation based on platelet function testing did not significantly reduce major adverse cardiovascular events compared to a standard antiplatelet strategy in high-risk patients undergoing complex PCI. This suggests that routine tailoring of antiplatelet therapy based on platelet function in this setting may not provide additional benefit. Article number 7. Serum magnesium and outcomes in heart failure with reduced ejection fraction. The GALACTIC-HF trial. This analysis of the GALACTIC-HF trial demonstrates that low serum magnesium concentrations are associated with increased risk of adverse cardiovascular outcomes in patients with heart failure with reduced ejection fraction, HFrEF. The findings suggest that magnesium status may be an important prognostic marker in HFrEF. Article number 8. Major cardiovascular events in first-degree relatives of individuals with elevated plasma lipoprotein. A registry-based cohort study. This study indicates that first-degree relatives of individuals with elevated lipoprotein A levels have an increased risk of cardiovascular events. Screening first-degree relatives for elevated LPA may identify individuals at risk who could benefit from early intervention. You can find the links to the articles in the episode description. Thank you for listening to Cardiology Today.